National Pollinator Week. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Knowing that bees are becoming endangered because of, amongst other things, colony collapse disorder throughout the world, we should all celebrate National Pollinator Week, which is this week. People in Oregon are certainly doing that. Generally speaking, Oregon's 500 or so native bee populations are stable and doing well, which isn't always the case elsewhere. Oregon is recognized as one of the more proactive states in addressing pollinator health issues and understanding the importance of pollinators to the state's diverse specialty crop agriculture. Sarah Kincaid is an entomologist and bee specialist with the Oregon Department of Agriculture.
There's a real symbiotic relationship between many of the crops we produce here and bees. So the crops are providing bees with the resources they need for their biological development, and the bees are providing pollination for the crops.
One of the goals during Pollinator Week is to highlight some of the bee-friendly practices farmers have implemented.
A lot of these farms have already started putting in pollinator habitat through hedgerows. They've started changing some of their management practices, you know, being more concerned about only spraying at night when bees aren't on the flower, not spraying during bloom, kind of some basic practices like that.
Kincaid says, in general, there is much more awareness of pollinator protection among Oregon growers than other growers she's met in other states. She says the average citizen can help by having bee-friendly plants in their yard. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.